Hello.
Hello, my name is Lewis from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinion toward public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes. Well, no, I'm registered in Florida, in Orlando, Florida.
I understand. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Understood. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Thank you, ma'am. And let me ask, would you please tell me your age?
I'm 82.
Thank you. And in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Understood. Now, generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Florida's good.
So would you say right direction?
Yes.
And thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
And that would be definitely or just lean Republican?
Definitely.
I hear you. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of, and as I reach each one, you can please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. You just let me know, and here's the first one. Ron DeSantis.
He's excellent.
In that case, would you say somewhat or very favorable?
Very, very.
Understood. Next is Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Understood. Now, next is Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next is Project 2025.
I don't know what that is.
That's okay. Thank you. Next is the Democrats in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Also, MAGA Republicans.
I don't know what MAGA means.
Okay, not a problem. Next is Darren Soto.
Say that again.
Mr. Darren Soto, S-O-T-O.
I'm not familiar with him.
And Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
And the last one would be Thomas Shalifo.
I'm not familiar with him.
Okay, I understand. And thinking about the Joe Biden... the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as a congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm sorry, but I'm not familiar with him either.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and or Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Trump.
If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mucursel Powell, the Democrat. Which one do you think you would vote for?
Rick Scott.
If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
The Republican.
Understood. And as you may know, there will be also amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. Now, this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I'm not sure.
I understand.
I have to think about it.
That's understandable, ma'am. Thank you for your answer. And now I'd like to read you two brief statements about the two candidates for Congress. Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto has an experienced legislature who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto has also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medications and paying their bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. The next one is Colonel Thomas Chalifo is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalifo will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifo will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our country. If the elections for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
A Republican.
Understood, ma'am. And thank you. We're halfway through, and that every answer is very important from you to us. Now, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attentions on right now? Ending the gun violence epidemic, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, tackling crime and improving public safety, lowering grocery prices, bringing down rent prices, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, making owning a home more affordable, protecting abortion rights, securing our border, protecting Social Security and Medicare, promoting traditional values in schools, making health care affordable for working families, or lowering inflation and gas prices. What is most important to you, for the Congress to focus on?
Securing the border.
I hear you. And which one is most important to you? Like, which is the next most important issue, like, after securing borders?
I guess the price of groceries.
Okay. Lowering grocery prices, understood.
Yeah.
And Now, let me read you some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. And in this case, would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here will be the first one. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. So, very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect to you on your decision?
I would have to think about it. I don't really have an opinion right now.
That's okay. The next one would be, Darren Soto helped bring down prices from prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower health care costs for everyone. Would that be convincing?
Is he the Republican?
He is the Democratic Party.
I probably would just do a straight vote for a Republican at this point, because I'm not familiar with...
So would you say that it has no effect in convincing you to vote? Or is this convincing somewhat, or very convincing?
I would vote Republican.
I understand. So in this three types of answer, that would mean that it has no effect on your willing to vote for Darren Soto.
Right.
Understood. And Soto has, the next one is, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement, provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Would that be convincing, somewhat, very convincing, or has no effect on your vote?
It wouldn't have any effect.
I hear you. Now, Thomas Khalifa will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantages of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. Would that have convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect on your vote?
I'm just going to vote strictly Republican. I don't know.
I understand. So I hear you. And in this particular question, this is about Thomas Khalifa. This is the Republican. So would that be very convincing, somewhat, or no effect on your vote?
Convincing. Convincing.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
I hear you. The next is that Thomas Khalifa will support the Trump-backed America First policy that prioritizes American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Khalifa will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. Would that be very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Somewhat convincing.
Understood. And Thomas Khalifa is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruption that are fueling inflation, hurting working families. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Somewhat convincing.
I understand, ma'am. Thank you. We're reaching almost to the final parts. And now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Khalifa, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Republican.
I hear you. Now, as I mentioned, these are almost the last parts. In this part, let me read you some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or it would have virtually no effect at all on your decision. Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He's even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. That give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect.
I probably wouldn't vote for him.
That means that it gives you serious doubts, some doubts, or that has no effect?
Serious doubts.
I hear you. Next, as a chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Shalafo voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Is he the Republican?
Yes, ma'am.
I would probably vote for him.
So it would make no effect? Is that what you're saying in this case?
Right.
Understood. Next, Shalafo called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing health care system. The Affordable Care Act, which would roll back health care for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect on your vote?
Is he the Republican?
Yes, ma'am.
I would vote for him.
I understand. So that means, again, that it would have no effect, correct?
Yes.
Now, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. Does this give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect in voting?
Serious doubts.
I understand. And mega landlord Thomas Shalafo went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of small claim suits. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect.
Is that Republican?
Yes, ma'am.
I would probably vote Republican.
Okay, would that be no effect on your vote, correct?
Right, yes.
And the last statement here is Thomas Shalafo personally loaned his campaign to $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest in allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Is he Republican?
Yes, ma'am.
I would vote for him.
I understand. And so now that you heard a little bit more of the election for United States Congress for today, and the candidates were Thomas Shalafo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, who would you think that you would vote for?
The Republican.
Certain. Okay. And what is your primary source for national and political news? The talk radio, Orlando Sentinel, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Telemundo, Univision, Mega TV, or America TV, those being the local, then your local newspaper, El Nuevo Dia, cable news networks, internet-based news networks, or social media apps or services?
Network news.
I hear you. Like the local, correct?
Well, I watch Fox and NBC and MSNBC.
I understand, ma'am.
I watch most of the big networks.
Okay, I understand. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden or some other candidate?
Trump.
Thank you, ma'am. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree that you completed in school?
I had high school, finished high school, and did a business degree.
Okay, understood. Then the next is, do any children under age 18 live in your home?
No.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Somewhat or very conservative?
Very.
Understood, ma'am. Well, that concludes your participation. So thank you very much for that. And this concludes the survey. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.